When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Jason Mackey's First 10, the Quick Hit Podcast to get you ready for the day. Special episode here coming to you sort of from Indianapolis. Well, I'm in Pittsburgh, but my guest here, Shane Ryder, the Director of Communications for the Indianapolis Indians, is joining me. Shane, what's going on, my man?
How are we doing, Jason? Good to see you as always.
I know. Pleasure. Shane does a great job taking care of us in Indianapolis with all our media relations requests, talking to players and all that stuff. And now I'm going to pick his brain a little bit about what Mr. Paul Skeens has looked like. But before that, just want to remind you, as always, that we are sponsored by the North Shore Tavern, located across from PNC Park. North Shore Tavern is Pittsburgh's home for steak on a stone. You don't have to be a baseball fan to love it there. The interior, wall-to-wall pirates, their appetizers, entrees, cocktails, and of course, steak and seafood on the sizzling lava stone. And soon, maybe Paul Skeens will be pitching at the place across the street. Looking really good in Indianapolis, Shane. It's fun seeing the video, fun seeing the pitching line. Having watched him in spring, it's fun watching him pitch. What have you observed from Paul's time down there?
Paul Skeens is the entire package. On the field, on the mound, he's electric, as our manager Miguel Perez has basically said after every one of his starts. You know, you look at the scoreboard and it's easy to pick up the radar gun flashing 100, 101, 102, basically on repeat anytime he goes with the two-seamer, four-seamer. But it's him off the field that I think people are starting to figure out that yep. He is maybe a once-in-a-generation ball player, but at the same time, he is a very down-to-earth, humble just kid. He's 21 years old. And for someone to be as polished as he is, I think he attests to just, you know, the background, his military background and the family, spending 2 years at Air Force before transferring to LSU. And so the way he interacts with fans, the way he is with us as staff members, the way he is with media, I mean, he checks every box that there is to check. And that was part of the development, you know, that Pittsburgh wanted him to kind of grow into here early on this season. And he's lived up to the hype so far, to say the least.
Yeah, I don't know what I'm more impressed with, honestly, is like Paul the pitcher, Paul the person. It's pretty crazy. Like, I mean, I'm 40 years old and I feel like, you know, I look at him like somebody who's my age and I'm like, you're 21? He doesn't act like it. There's no 21-year-old on the planet. It acts like that. He doesn't seem that age at all. He's just kind of an old soul too, isn't he?
He is. He was just on the Pat McAfee show a couple of days ago, and that's kind of a show that they're going to shoot from the hip and have some questions that he's probably a little uncomfortable answering, but anything thrown his way, basically what he does with hitters, they can't touch it. And, you know, him fielding every question and always saying the right things, is just something that it's really hard to teach that, especially as young as he is. And, but yeah, tremendous upbringing, California kid, but doesn't really have that mold or, you know, the stereotype that you would associate with someone, from the state of California. He's just, again, he's an all around great kid, tremendous pitcher. Yeah. He, the numbers we'll get into, but he is doing what he needs to do at this level. And as we all know, it's a matter of time until he's in Pittsburgh for what we hope a long and successful career. But while we have him, we're going to enjoy it in Indianapolis.
Yeah. I don't know how many more starts you're going to see of him. I think they're dwindling personally. We'll see.
Yeah.
So one of the videos that I saw on social media, Shane, I thought was so cool. And I observed some of this in Florida at spring training, the autograph line. Tell me a little bit about that. Like, it was all the way up and around. It might have gone further. That just cut off what I saw with the video. Like, is it like that after every start?
It's been every start. Wow. We went down to Louisville Post-Gazette sent Noah down there to to talk to him. And so before he actually spoke with Noah Hiles on the Pirates beat, signed for maybe, you know, the line wasn't as long down there. It was opening weekend in Louisville. But just baseball fans that follow the game and follow the prospects, they were there. There were LSU Tiger jerseys down at Louisville's ballpark. And he signed for about 15, 20 minutes that day. And that was the first time, you know, that I had seen it in person that, man, is he going to do this every single time? And so long as fans come out to watch him pitch, and that's what he gets, is that, you know, he had an interview a couple days ago too, is on 93.7 The Fan. I think it might have just been yesterday. But talking to them, and they had brought that up too, in that he was a kid one time, and he remembers hanging around post-game praying that he could get – he didn't care who the autograph came from. He just wanted autographs. He was a hound, but he was a young kid and looked up to these guys that are now some of the veterans in professional baseball. And so he really just said, I was in their shoes once, and I hope that by me doing this – and it's not like he's wanting to wave this flag, like, look at me signing for everyone. It is truly who he is, in that he'll sign for everyone who's going to come out and watch him pitch and then stick around after the game ends, even though he's been removed. I mean, look at his starts. He's gone 3-3, 3 1/3 a couple of times. So it's like he's out after an hour. If fans are there to see him, they're getting a glimpse of Paul Skenes actually on the field. So usually it's two and a half hours later before they can actually meet him and either get a photo, and he's just so accommodating with all of that. So yeah, the line the other night after his most recent start on Friday, I believe, or Thursday night, was man, he'll make media wait. That's the one thing, is that fans first, media comes.
It's all right. Fans and come before us. That's fine. There's nothing wrong with that.
So he signed for 30, 40 minutes and just made sure everyone got an autograph and a photo with him before he moved on to speak with some media members there.
And I will speak from just a dad perspective. My 5-year-old son is crazy about baseball. He also loves Top Gun and calls Paul Skenes Rooster. so that's a funny joke in our house. But, like, you know, my family came down for spring training and, you know, no special treatment or anything. They're just waiting like everybody else for Paul Skenes after he pitched. And he signed a ball for Teddy, like, not even knowing that, you know, Teddy was my son or anything like that. And, like, wow. Like, what I'm sure people watching this were like, yeah, that's what happens, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, but as a dad seeing it for the first time and just like that little bit that he gives, like, man, that just like makes your kid's life, you know? And he gets that at 21. It's amazing.
Yeah. It goes a long ways for those kids. And he just hopes that he doesn't know who he's crossing paths with. These are kids as young as 2-3 years old that are being held by their parents coming down to get a photo or an autograph, all the way up to kids in high school or even some young college kids that are there to watch him pitch and then just meet him after the game. So he's like, I don't know who's coming out of that batch as being the next generation of ball players, but I hope that by me doing this, they remember this, that, hey, I was number one overall, and could go on and on about him just as a player and that, you know, you could be stuck up, but he chooses to go the other direction. And that's what makes him special.
All right, I got two more questions for you here. One's Paul Skenes related, one's another way. So one thing I like about Skenes is he's really down to earth, like simple personality. Dude would eat at like Culver's or Chick-fil-A, you know, and he's fine. He doesn't have fancy taste. Has he hit you with any of that yet? Is he like rolled in with Chipotle one day, or, you know, anything just totally normal?
No, I can't think of anything off the
off
the top of my head. I mean, when I'm going back to just his interviews here recently, he certainly had a number of them, especially this last week. MLB Network coming out, MLB Pipeline was out, then the scheme or the Pat McAfee show appearance, and so he's had, you know, a laundry list. So I'm just going off of what he said during those interviews, but he loves the game of baseball. Like, it's not just a hobby to him. I notice on his off days that he sits around our coaching staff, to where as a starting pitcher, you know, you could just be down sitting on the dugout bench, whatever. He's up around the coaches. And I think that's the catcher background in him as well, is that he wants to see this game and how it's called, regardless of who's on the mound or who's on the field that night. And he just, eats, sleeps, and breathes baseball. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Last one is just sort of all encompassing with Indy so far. Who has stood out to you? I've seen a lot of doubles and extra base hits from Nick Gonzalez. Who else is playing well?
Yeah, Nick Gonzalez. I mean, off the top, has reached safely in every single game. He's hit safely in all but one. Nick Gonzalez is best when he's going to right center, and that's been the look for him thus far. See if they can find an opening for him in Pittsburgh here in the next couple of weeks, but he's certainly playing like it. His batting average close to 400. You know, the Indians are coming off of a great homestand, taking 5 out of 6 against St. Paul a week after losing 5 of 6 in Toledo. So they flipped the script coming back home. And pitching wise, you know, Priester, when he was with us, had thrown it well. The hits were up a little bit in his last start at Toledo before he made his big league 2024 debut this year, just a couple of days ago. You know, the bullpen has a lot of new faces in it. Ben Heller just came off the injured list today and was activated, made his season debut and threw a scoreless inning. So he's a guy that you could maybe look to plug in and have added to the big league team here if he looks impressive in the first maybe month or so, but got to get him back up to speed. Yasmani Grandal as well at the catcher position. You see what Pittsburgh has up top. Henry Davis, Jason DeLay hurt. They've claimed Joey Barton. He's currently on that roster too, but had kind of a freak incident the other day getting hit by that home run during BP. So it's like next man up. And Yaz is coming along, went the full game today, homered late. I don't know that his bat is going to be the reason why he goes up. I think it's just the way he can call games and manage the game behind the plate. So I'd say, you know, just a handful of those guys. Leover Peguero's been really good too. With what Gonzalez is doing, it's kind of overshadowing how good Leover has been. But between the two of them, both playing pretty much every day at short and second base, is made for a fun up the middle combo. And one guy that's kind of under the radar, not too familiar with where he's at, just batting average wise, but Malcolm Nunez. Just seeing him down in Bradenton basically a month ago now, didn't look like the same Malcolm Nunez that we saw in 2023. He really firmed up, you know, dropped probably 20 pounds, it looked like, got more athletic, where he was kind of looking at maybe as just like a first base DH type. We've thrown him in at third base a number of times, and he's made some really good plays over there. That is a testament to the work that he put in this offseason. So some of the prospect talent, you've got the veterans too. Jake Lamb has been a great guy in the clubhouse, former All-Star, and a handful of others. Willie Peralta had some shaky outings, but he can kind of just bring that veteran presence to bring these young guys along.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news for Mr. Nunez at third base, but that's all right. It's
kind of blocked. He's kind of blocked there, but gives him a little versatility.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Shane, thanks so much for doing this, man. Really appreciate it.
Good to talk with you, Jason.
All right. Make sure and like and subscribe. You can get all the content from our Post-Gazette writers, columnists, especially with the NFL draft coming up, and we'll be back. Talk to you again tomorrow.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.